Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Ezekiel. So, you mortal, I have made a sentinel for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them a warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked ones, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity. But their blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from their ways, and they do not turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Now you, mortal, say to the house of Israel, thus you have said, our transgressions and our sins weigh upon us, and we waste away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end.
Give me understanding, and I shall keep your teaching. I shall keep it with all my heart.
Lead me in the path of your commandments, for that is my desire.
Incline my heart to your decrees, and not to unjust gains.
Turn my eyes from beholding falsehood. Give me life in your way.
Fulfill your promise to your servant, which is our most dear.
Turn away the reproach that I dread because of your judgments are good.
Behold, I long for your commandments, by your righteousness and life in me.
A reading from Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of the darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Word of God. Word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes getting oriented helps. Last week, Jesus explained to the disciples first what it means to be Messiah, and second, what it means to follow the Messiah. The most astute students of the lectionary will notice that from last Sunday to today, a whole lot of scripture got skipped. So here goes. The lectionary skips over the transfiguration, where Jesus goes up on the mountaintop with three of his disciples, is transformed before their very eyes, and they recognize him again as the Holy One. We, of course, read that back in February, so to read it again now seems a bit odd. In addition, the lectionary leaps past the healing of that demon-possessed boy when they came down the mountainside, and a teaching about a coin-bearing fish that enables the payment of the temple tax. Richard Ward of Phillips Seminary goes on to summarize the context of today's reading like this. First, would-be leaders in the church, in the community, are to be humble and teachable as children. That's Matthew 18:1-5. Next, Jesus' followers must attend to matters of personal morality so that they don't become stumbling blocks in the paths of others. That's Matthew 18:6-9. Third, faithful disciples cultivate care for one another in the manner that Paul writes to the Romans. Owe no one anything, he says, except to love one another. That's Matthew 18:10-14. Fourth, be persistent in resolving situations involving conflict. That's the text today. Then, be prepared to offer forgiveness to one another 70 times 7 if necessary. This represents a great deal of teaching and activity. Today, the church hears that teaching on resolving conflict. Of course, this teaching builds on that call to humility, that call to personal morality, that call to care for one another, and that call to offer forgiveness generously. Several years ago, Barb heard a story from her son's congregation. Apparently, two members of that congregation had entered into an affair. Unfortunately, both held substantial positions of leadership within the congregation, and both had spouses and children who also attended that congregation. These two members had moved in with each other. Their relationship and the havoc it created within their families had also started to cause major issues within the life of the congregation. Barb recognized a really messy and sad situation when she saw one. Then Barb heard something that startled her. And so she approached her pastor to ask about this next part. You see, the conflict had moved within the congregation from private efforts for reconciliation and healing. The pastor and at least one other trusted leader of the congregation had been involved in efforts then for reconciliation. And when all that failed, the couple who had engaged in the affair came before the congregation council for church discipline. Barb had never heard anything about that kind of a thing. Her pastor noted that because the congregation was a part of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, yes, the constitution of the congregation provides for such discipline. In fact, chapter 15 of the model constitution outlines the circumstances and the process for discipline of members within the congregation. At the time, the provisions functioned solely within the life of the congregation, providing for counsel and admonition by the pastor in private, and then censure and admonition by the pastor in the presence of two or three witnesses. Now, in the current model constitution, if these actions do not produce amendment of life and repentance, the next step includes the council providing a written referral to the secretary of the synod for adjudication. This latter part invites members of the wider church to consider the situation. Imagine what such adjudication solely within the life of the congregation might produce. And yet, this process seeks to follow the pattern that Jesus outlines in the life of the congregation and the role of leaders. As one member noted the other night, and as Agnes Day cartoon points out, most individuals and most congregations tend toward conflict avoidance. Joanne, that's kind of a cue there. The preference towards ignoring or acting as if nothing, as if the issue does not exist. Many people get caught up in the process. They can lose sight of the principle. Jesus speaks clearly for the goal of this process: private conversation, conversation with two or three mutually trusted individuals, consultation in the life of the whole church. Always, always seeks reconciliation, forgiveness, and mutual goodwill. Jesus also notes that such processes do not always produce the desired result. Within the context of this principle and process for the conflict resolution, Jesus promises to be present. He promises that where two or three gather in His name, He will be there. As He did with Peter after Peter's confession that Jesus is Messiah, the Son of the living God, Jesus promises that what gets bound or loosed will be honored in heaven. Remember that this draws upon rabbinic tradition, where a gathering of rabbis would determine whether a particular scripture applied in a certain conflict. If it applied, the scripture was bound. Or whether that scripture, that particular scripture, does not apply to the certain conflict. In such case, the scripture is loosed. All of this represents great responsibility and authority, which Jesus shares with His disciples and indeed with the church. Reconciliation, love and life together in humility undergird all of this. Following the way of Jesus and his instruction challenges all faithful Christians to live up to this hard work today and every day. Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's SaintAndrewsLutheran.org. Have a glorious week.